Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, January 6, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 Volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. Next Monday, January 9, 2012, at 0800 Central Time, the bid for voluntary furlough closes, and thus far United reports that 1,406 flight attendants have submitted bids for this program. United has also informed us that the DIS page, DIS*32672, will be updated once each day during this final weekend. As we come down to the last days for bidding, we want to remind those of you who may be undecided about this program of its benefits. Flight attendants who choose to volunteer for a voluntary furlough, which is awarded in system seniority order, will continue to accrue seniority, retain medical and dental benefits, retain travel benefits, may retire from voluntary furlough, have the ability to vote on any tentative agreement that results from the expedited mediation process if you are an active member in good standing, have the ability to participate in any early out voluntary crossover program that may result from a TA coming out of expedited mediation if you meet the negotiated criteria eligibility requirements, receive unemployment if your state allows, please see the Q&A section of our website, take advantage of the discretionary time off while enjoying the benefits afforded by our contract, and help out our more junior flying partners by protecting their jobs. Combined and separately, these are great reasons to participate in the voluntary furlough. As a group, we have successfully managed this issue for over the past decade, taking care of each other, and will continue to do everything we can throughout this process with your help. So if you are thinking of taking advantage of this program, please don't wait until Monday to submit your bid. Do it now. The weekend will be over before you know it, so don't hesitate and run the risk of missing out. All active and inactive flight attendants are eligible to bid for the voluntary furlough. We remind those flight attendants currently on voluntary furlough who wish to participate in the new voluntary furlough to submit a bid to be eligible to be awarded. Voluntary furlough bids will close on Monday, January 9, 2012 at 0800 Central Time, with awards to be posted no later than 1700 Central Time the same day. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the March 2012 voluntary furlough information packet and read it carefully. Information regarding the voluntary furlough or the partnership program may be found on our website at unitedafa.org/schedule/furlough. As we've reminded you previously, the United Learning Network will be unavailable from 1700 hours Central Time tonight, Friday, January 6, 2012, through 0900 Central Standard Time on Monday, January 9, 2012, as the company uses that time to upgrade the network. The ULN will not be available during this time for any training or reporting. Activities will be must be completed by tonight's deadline, January 6, 2012, and they will automatically be transferred from the current ULN to the new ULN. Of particular importance, incomplete activities in the existing ULN will not be bookmarked, and any activities in progress in the current ULN will need to be redone from the beginning in the new ULN when it launches January 9, 2012. We encourage anyone who has begun any training activities on the ULN to complete these prior to 1700 Central Time tonight, Friday, January 6, 2012, in order to avoid having to repeat any training modules that have not been finalized. Our expedited mediation process is scheduled to conclude tonight, Friday, January 6th. Negotiations typically go down to the deadline, and it is likely that we may be working late into Friday evening to give every effort in reaching a tentative agreement. We understood from the beginning that this would be a challenging process, and we remain committed to give every effort to reach an agreement that flight attendants can support and vote for. When our expedited mediation process concludes, we will report the outcome to you first through the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, the FAN, and then on our website and in e-lines. Keep in mind, the process, which we've reported in the FAN and on our website, provides specific details about any tentative agreement will first be presented to the MEC and subsequently to the membership. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.